Fellas, welcome back. TD Legends Podcast, Episode 7. I got Burn, Gaines, and Sutton beside me. I am your host, Blackman. Fellas, how you doing?
What's Kizzy?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
I don't know about beside you, though.
Okay, well.
With you.
Same difference. You are with me in spirit. That'll work. It's been about 2 weeks since we've done anything. Last time we were heard from was the 2028 postseason recap. Ohio State national champions Christian King, 2028 Heisman. We've said it plenty of times. Congratulations to all those guys. We're 3 weeks in, and it's already gotten weird. Preseason, we'll make a quick run through. Who the fuck is doing that? All right, that's going to have to stop, bro. Y'all going to have to stop that. But
it turned off now.
Preseason 2029, I think. Okay, Burn, it's not that funny. It's not that funny. So, one of the biggest stories, Christian King returns, of course, now Texas is LSU. Coach Burn made the move because he ran out of player models and dignity
and
at Texas.
And I ran out of patience.
And patience.
You shut your mouth.
Preseason number one team, Miami. Talk about them here in a little bit. Preseason number two, Ohio State. 3, Washington. 4, LSU. 5, Alabama.
So preseason. We all coach the top four preseason teams.
We do coach the top four preseason teams. Preseason Heisman watch. The 2028 Heisman winner Christian King, Deshaun Potts, quarterback at Ohio State, Graham James, former high school offensive player of the year for Alabama, Dylan Petrovich, Dill Pickle, I believe is what we nicknamed him. Burn, I think, did that. Kind of dumb, if you ask me.
I definitely did not do that.
TJ Langford, running back at Florida State. Another Tyga. Dre Atlas, defensive lineman. Okonye Travell at Miami. Yeah, he was on the Heisman race. And then arguably the best defensive player in college football, Roquan Prinsky from Ohio State. The way too early mock draft. Christian King going number one. I doubt that's going to change, to be honest.
Maybe
we'll. And then the kickoff games.
Nah.
Washington, Florida State, Ohio State, Notre Dame, Alabama, Texas. So, hop right into it. Minnesota, Coach Graham, newly hired, and freshman Jabari Smith with the big day, 287 and 2 TDs. Miami threw a shutout. LSU, big win against Troy. Georgia, a shutout. And then everything else past that was just... Okay, cool. Big games that week. Alabama, Texas. Coach Hardy, Coach Nolan. Oh. And Alabama, big time win, 34-14. Boys, how do you feel after that game?
Yo, this was the free win.
No. This was the Drake Logan show. His first game as a starter for Bama, and he was tossing dimes across the field. Gonna have to game plan against this man's. Well, luckily, they can't run the ball. So that's nice. Well, right now they can't run the ball currently in that game. But, you know what? Bro, let me have my piece, okay?
I'm confused.
You know what? I am too. And all I know is LSU's beating Bama this year. So that's all I have to say. No Kizzy.
No Kizzy? The
No Kizzy.
Second kickoff game, the Chick-fil-A kickoff. Washington and Florida State. Two teams that are much improved from last
season.
Florida State, number one high school recruit, Zach Anakstad, RIP. Washington, close victory, 20-17. And that's a little bit of a foreshadow to what went down in week three. But how about the Noles, fellas? They're not too bad.
No, not really.
You know, respect to my boy.
They would be better for quarterback.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah,
but
They could win that game with the quarterback.
You know, shout out to my boy. Game with the quarterback. Shout out to my boy. Shout out to my boy Kyle, doing his thing.
Yep, Kyle is back, fellas. And then the final.
That's the thing.
Final kickoff game, Texas kickoff. Ohio State, Notre Dame. Poor Notre Dame, man. And this is where Annex kind of hit that cliff and just fell off. Ohio State routes the Fighting Irish 45-0.
Fell off harder than Wazoo after Bailey left, man, in this game. I mean, like, this was ugly. Bro, my boy Storm Harris was dirty. You know, this game made me think, man, I wish Brian Birdseed could just come back and play this one game to see how many touchdowns he would have scored on this really bad defense.
How about Deshaun Potts with 5 total touchdowns that game? It's quite impressive.
Heisman?
He's got my vote. Week 2, this is where things got weird. Sterling Madison,
the Hurricane,
the new-look TCU Horned Frogs, Coach Parker. Sterling Madison has a big day, but barely squeaks by Oregon. I think he needs some help down there, to be honest. Ohio State. Okay, get this. Ohio State plays a top 10 team, beats them 45-0. Ohio State plays Western Michigan and beats them 46-0. Could Western Michigan give Notre Dame a run for their money?
Overrated. I'm kidding. Nah, bro. Western Michigan, let's not forget, this team had one of the greatest college receivers in recent history in Dory Davis. In TD World, Dory Davis.
Stop talking.
All right, you stop talking, bro. no kizzy.
A rare game with the Big Ten and SEC in Week 2. Baton Rouge is alive and well for Coach Bernstein's new-look Tigers. The Tigers.
Good Tigers.
Barely squeak by. The Gophers.
I wonder why.
How about the refs?
Wackman, I have a question for you.
Okay.
How was Blitnikoff candidate Kevin Wackman in this game?
He failed overshadowed by his brother. His brother has more talent, a lot more upside. The best linebacker in the nation, to be honest with you. But Damien will come back. I promise you that.
All right. Well, we will see, my friend. But, hey, big ups to my boy James, GG. But I'm glad we could get the win down here.
You mean Graham?
This man said James.
Shit, bro. I'm out of it right now.
It's only 5:30. You shouldn't be out of it this early.
Okay, you know what? It was a long day, okay? What do you want from me?
Okay. LSU Baylor squeaks by 30-24. And then the nightcap.
Led by their greatest. By their
in Norman, Oklahoma.
Throwing QB they had.
Miami and Oklahoma. Number one in town. Miami leads at half by 4, and Oklahoma wins in overtime.
The cause of your depression.
I don't remember the last time a preseason number one team lost in the regular season. There's been plenty lose in the playoffs, but not in the regular season.
Yeah, I don't think it's ever happened. Like I'm
we're
curious.
Out here,
like
we're out here making records.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if that's the kind of record you want to make.
No, it's not. Props to Coach TJ, Jace Cole, Jaden Parker, all the boys.
You mean, bro? My ass would be like, yeah, congrats, Carter on that win. You know, great coaching. James, I got a question for you. What do you think about? Obviously, like this Miami win was kind of unexpected. So, like, how much did that shock you? Because I know you're not in like Miami chat, like we are. So
he's not in OU chat either, is he?
I'm not really.
Well, no.
To be completely honest with you,
I don't really pay attention.
I thought I knew this game would go to overtime.
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
I heard
that was weird.
Were like very active. But I expected Miami to win.
But why are you so quiet now?
His headphones weren't working. We're just gonna work through it. I can still hear him, so we're good.
Yeah, I can hear him.
Week three, where we are now. Big game, Washington and Georgia. We'll get to that in a second.
Kentucky, Zay Washington?
Sort of where we are.
No, not Zay Washington. The Washington Huskies.
Washington football team.
Kentucky beats Florida. Kentucky might be in the SEC championship with a win against Georgia. Not gonna lie.
Well, that's gonna be tough. That's gonna be a hard game.
Really gonna happen.
They have a chance. All
might have a chance of falling off a cliff, but
all ranked teams pick up W's.
Get some originality, Hardy. I'm kidding,
dude. For real. We can't be doing this again.
Washington's number two rank going into this game was the highest in school history. They are the second team from the state of Washington to be ranked in the top two. Anyway.
Seattle University.
Anyway.
Okay. University of like.
Yes. Georgia. Upset. How about it? Gaines, I know you're probably kind of in pain, because I was too, but how you feeling?
My offense did not show up in this game.
Fucking outrageous.
That's all I can say.
Yeah. Hey, been there, done that.
Been there, done that.
Hey, it's all right, bro. You know, I know you have too, and, hey, still, I was talking about this with Blackman, and I'll bring it up. If the SEC kind of goes to shit, which, it can, if there's chaos there, Washington can definitely still make the playoff. So,
yeah,
I mean, you know, they need stuff to happen, but they're probably going to win I think they'd win the Pac-12, right, guys?
You said it earlier, this is, we think, the first time a preseason number one is lost in the regular season. So it's got to be the first season that a number one and number two lost in, within back-to-back weeks.
They weren't preseason number two.
Yeah, but at the time of your ranking, I guess.
Yeah. No, I
understand. One of the first times.
For sure.
So with that, unless you guys have anything to say, we'll move to NFL. Quite the offseason there.
Run by the best two commissioner. Okay. Hey, we've had some fire stuff going on, in the NFL, so I know you guys have been seeing that. So,
listen, this NFL offseason was one for the history books. Quite a few top-name free agents. We finally had a free agency. And, of course, the biggest one, former MVP, former two-time Heisman winner, Josh Williams.
Lamar Jackson.
Great signs. Trust. With the Giants. And then Giants trade for Dante Baker. That was
big time move. Can I transfer Crosshairs to New York and coach them?
No.
No.
Can I trade him for nothing? Can I trade him for nothing and then
trade him for a second Giants rounder? And then there's quite a few big name trades. I'm not gonna say them all because that's just too much time. So preseason mag, Josh Williams era.
Wait, Blackman. New York.
What?
I think we have someone that wants to become that wants to be here.
Okay.
So
I shall.
You can talk about the mag. I'll send the link.
Okay.
To who?
Harris. Okay. Anyway, Sutton, you're gonna have to correct me because I know you said you screwed this up, but. Top 10 teams preseason, number one, Dolphins, number two, Bears, number three, the Jets, number four, the Giants, number five, the Cowboys, number six, the Browns, number seven, the Cards, number eight, the Colts, number nine, the Broncos, number 10, the Rams. Does anything need to change?
Oh, show.
What needs
no,
to change?
No, not really.
Never mind, okay.
You can underrated. Get the Chiefs for the Rams.
Yeah. Underrated players, Marshawn Hawk, cornerback for the Cowboys. Milwaukee Madison, former Thorpe finalist, safety in Arizona.
Bro, the whole world's in here now.
Yeah. Davis Bryant.
Oh, I didn't know you guys were doing a podcast. My bad.
Hello. Jesus Christ, Carter.
Baby.
Okay, so there's TD Legends plus one, I guess.
Hey, yo, my boy Carter, my QB1.
I know y'all were recording an episode or anything. I literally just saw people in here, and I was like, oh, everybody's in here. I want to say hello. So I joined, and then, like, I hear you guys talking about professional and shit. So I'm like, oh, fuck, I just ruined an episode.
Welcome to
MF GOAT.
Welcome to TD Legends bloopers. Anyway, back to what I was saying. Preseason Heisman watch, TJ Wright.
Preseason
whoever's got
Heisman
that
watch.
Damn echo.
It's
needs
MVP.
To stop.
It's Carter.
Carter, just I'm fixing to kick you out, bro.
Stop. I'll stop it.
Stay muted.
What was that?
I don't know.
Best episode yet.
Harris, welcome. How are you?
Hey, Burn. I'm good. How are you guys?
Okay, right. Very nice. So,
all right,
back to normal now. Harris is in here, if you didn't catch on. Week one, it's, Thursday night football. The Dolphins and the Browns. Jimmy Hatch, former MVP, and Josiah Gaines, a former MVP. Battling it out week one. And the Dolphins.
And this was an absolutely fantastic script. Thank you. Okay, right.
It was
kidding,
a good script.
Guys.
It actually was a good script, even though
Thank you. I do my best.
The cards are pretty good, guys. I'm not gonna lie to you. Cards are pretty
Kyler
good.
Murray. TJ Wright.
Kyler Murray.
We
new
actually
look,
finally
new
like,
look TJ Wright.
Yeah, we actually like let him have it.
Yes. Yes, so, we did.
That was nice.
The Ravens and the Bills, Sunday night football. The Bills, a big-time W. Rip Isaiah Washington, man.
Oh, dude. Where's Jeffries now? Where the hell is Jeffries?
I think he's on the Broncos.
Yeah. They have Denzel and Jeffries?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
and
two.
soon they'll have Hatch / Burn, probably.
I mean, Gaines puts in work, so yeah, for real.
And then the Monday night football game, the Jags and the new look New York Giants. Giants are pretty solid, even though their coach
Josh
is inactive.
Williams, bro.
Josh Williams and Dante
welcome
Baker.
Welcome to New York.
Hey. Jeez. I'm here too.
That is true.
That is very true.
Yeah,
Mercer
bro.
Watch.
Hey, did you see? I gave Mercer that big block, and then I gave him a tutty. So,
dude, I say this. Nothing satisfies me more than Mercer getting a pancake in a script.
I know. I knew I wanted to give Mercer a good block in that game. I was like, Mercer's gotta get a block.
That's my man. Thank you,
and
bro.
Then the second Monday night football
block
game
on his brother.
Ooh. Oof. Second Monday night football game. The Steelers. A new look Steelers, Dimitri Petrovic, face the Tennessee Titans, and Steelers win. What happened to Ty Logan?
He fell off a cliff and then jumped.
I don't know if it's a Ty Logan thing as much as it's a, wow, the Titans are bad. Like,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
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 That's what I got from it. But I don't know about y'all.
Week one player of the week, Jayshon Parker, quarterback for the Bills after being traded from the Vikings. Ed Milwaukee, Madison, the safety for Arizona.
Who
week two.
Who trades yourself? Like, I know he's not coaching them anymore, but, like, you traded yourself?
Week two, the Dolphins and the Jets, the Dolphins, back-to-back Thursday night football games. And Coach Sutton was apparently pissed at Blackman.
Furious.
Threw his headset.
Yeah, he was pissed at
him. And
bro,
the Dolphins.
Why do you get to script your own team, Sutton?
I know, right? What kind of bias is that?
It's an illiterate loss.
I know, it's not the right loss.
But the Dolphins get the victory. The day
chip.
Games. Packers, big win over the Vikings. Rip the Vikings. Since basically, their whole team is gone. Kendrick Jordan, the rookie, the guy that we said was going to be really good in the NFL, is really good in the NFL. 176 yards, 3 touchdowns.
Whoa. It's
and
one game.
Still, he's good. I don't care. Sunday night football. Giants and the Cowboys. If only it was this good of a game, IRL.
Mm-hmm.
Giants win 19-10. Can we get Crosshairs some help, please?
I'm sorry.
Four seasons.
14 players on a roster, and none are active other than him. Holy so
shit.
I've tried.
We have like Brad Connors. Like, do we Drake Mayfield? Like, is that we have right now?
We do.
Like, Drake we're Mayfield. Down bad, bro.
Harris, I'll free you.
Thanks, bro. Well, I mean, I'll be honest. I only asked for 2 years. Like,
I'm aware. I think, guys, you know what? I'll make it known on the pod here. Like, I already coached Harris in college too. Like, if one team wants to give me a boatload for Harris, like, I think it'd maybe help both of us. So
two first round picks for your boy.
No, bro. Fucking the 14th pick got traded for three. I want three.
Jesus.
So
it did.
Five first round picks for your boy Cross.
The Giants just have all the Dolphins picks, but the Dolphins are good.
Yeah, so he's going to have like 29, 30, and 32.
He's going to have like 29, 30. Yeah. Like that's a good trade because Nutty James like literally won them Super Bowl. Without Nutty James, they don't win. So that was a good trade.
Nutty James was ass in college. Sorry, James. that's honestly meant compliment. Like he.
Bro,
what does Logan
do better than anyone? Logan does better in the NFL than anyone. Is just drafting like relatively inactive guys, like not Gaines, but like Wendell, and then they just come back to life and like help him.
Dude, Wendell turned his account into a TD account. Like what the?
Yeah.
It's sick. Like
yes. Okay, Monday Night Football. Week 3, the Colts and the Washington football team. Christian Dior.
I love the Atlas. Scripting this game. This was such a fun game to script. Like, I'll say that from my perspective. I had a lot of fun with this.
Dude, don't shut up.
And it was a scoregami. And it was a scoregami. Bro, it was a scoregami, okay? Shut up.
What a nerd.
The football team wins 36-33. The Atlas picks it off and takes it to the crib for two.
For a two-point conversion.
For no point at all. Like, just to do it.
No, it was for a scoregami, okay?
Okay.
Do you guys know what scoregami is?
Bert, I'm going to ask you to be quiet. Yep.
No, wait. Okay. I mean, that is hype. I did not realize that was a scoregami.
Yes, bro. Yes. That's why I did it.
Wait, what was the score? What was the score?
36-33.
That's a scoregami.
It's never been a score before.
Yeah, TD, no.
Oh, in a T. Okay, well, now it's a lot less exciting.
Okay, well, maybe it's a scoregami. Do you want me to see if it's a scoregami in real life? Would that make you feel better?
I just – there's no way it is, but I'm going to – yeah. Steelers-Browns.
Steelers-Browns in
2003.
That's damn. Hard.
Okay. Thursday Night Football week – this is week 3. I lied. The Washington football team was week 2. Week 3, Thursday Night Football, the Bears and the Cards. James Juice might just be the best player in the NFL.
Stop the cap. Holy shit. Dude, if Gaines was on here, he'd be going off. I should be going off.
Bro, no.
James Juice is not the best.
We know who the best part of the NFL is. It's
Kermit
Gaines.
Sutton. It's Kermit Sutton.
Kermit
shut
Sutton.
Up. It's definitely Gaines.
It's Julio Neal. Blocks the
it's Gaines and then Josh. And then I might throw myself on third, but.
Fair.
No.
Fair. Shut up, Sutton.
TJ Wright.
Bro, hey, imagine being. No.
Phone him grave.
Phone him best quarterback in the.
Bro, Burn, just be quiet. Burn, be quiet before I mute you.
TJ's okay. Gonna roast the fuck out of Burn.
Bro, I don't care. TJ, you're my guy.
I can't wait for TJ.
TJ's gonna say like goofy
guys,
ass. Like...
TJ does not like me. No, TJ does not like me.
Okay, high school time because Sutton hasn't done anything else with NFL today. High school time.
<I'm sorry.
laughs> just want to say beforehand, I've already said this to.
But then I didn't.
a couple guys, but I'll say this so everyone can hear it. This class,
the deepest class, but not stars.
Exactly.
There's no stars in this class, but it's very deep. There's 35 out of 40 guys could be very good.
Why does Sutton sound like he's holding his nose when he's talking?
That was me.
Because he was.
No, Burn. I mean, before you started making fun of him.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Ooh. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, this class goes hard.
Getting to week one. Duncanville.
The dog.
And Grayson, new addition to high school. Two? Activeville gets the win. And they're right back where they started last year.
You're trash.
Any takeaways from this game?
I'm going to be honest. I don't remember.
They pay their players.
I'm on the script now.
All right. First of all, thank you. Prepared.
Jabari Smith got hoed, number one. So script that in some other time where him and Storm pulled to a game together. Because he literally commented that.
Yeah.
And then, all right, Coleman's going to be dirty. Like, we have to say that. Because Cade Coleman just gets shit on so much.
Yeah. Well, and Trevor reasonably so.
Peter Parrish, like, and Casey Thompson, PM's cursed forever because of him. But, like, Trevor's going to be disgusting. Like, he needs to be
Imagine if Coleman revitalizes his career under Burn. He just comes and has a GOAT player with me as his coach.
Either that or he just sells
starting at LSU with Metcalf. Like, that'd be funny, honestly.
Yes.
Okay. What was next?
Oh, yeah, also Potts.
Potts.
Potts is a dog.
Potts. Okay, that's Rancho cool. And Cherry Creek.
Cherry Creek's dumb.
You're dumb.
I turned on my camera, but...
Cherry Creek.
Okay. I had a fun time scripting this one.
You sound like me.
What is the first one you've ever scripted?
No. Well, no. No, I don't think so.
The first one this year?
This year, yeah. But it was the second game, so does that matter? Just be quiet. You sound stupid right now. Anyway.
Takeaways from this game.
you always sound stupid.
I'm predicting that Cherry Creek is going to be that team that just gets hoed all year long. I'm sorry.
Even if they're active, they just get hoed.
Bro, I think they're just going to get hoed all year long.
They're this year's Marcus.
Yeah, man. Like, they're not going to exist next year. Like, just, I love you guys. Like, damn, bro. Like, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Dude, Marcus was only there because of me.
Shut up.
Bro, they were ass, bro.
I took Tyson Edwards PM, ran with it, balled the fuck out.
Literally ran with it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, anyway.
I just remember thinking how ass I was, and then, like, I had a few games where it just popped off. And I was like, okay, like, Blackman Williams, like, they still see me. Like, I'm still here.
Yes.
Storm, the next great OSU running back.
Week one players of the week, Jalen Wilson, quarterback at Rancho, and Drake Potts, linebacker at Duncanville.
Bro, Drake Potts is going to go to Bama. We're going to have two Drakes on one team. Some shit
what up,
like
Casey?
That.
Casey.
He's not going to go to Bama. He's going to go to the other team that we all know.
Week.
He's not going to Ohio State, that's for sure.
Week two.
The other O.
The other O. O-U?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. Actually, that's totally true.
Yeah, that's probably.
Because I don't think Casey's sent a player to TJ yet.
No.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know who Casey is.
Can you, like,
Baker. Potts.
Oh, it's Baker. Oh, yeah, duh. Sorry. I forget Potts is Baker sometimes.
Yes, okay.
He has it in his bio.
okay,
you're stupid. You're stupid. Everyone just spam Burn stupid on the post.
Burn,
okay.
Burn slander.
Burn slander. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Grayson and Westlake. I don't know what Williams was doing on the script.
Let's see.
But it was decent.
He was just playing around.
In this game?
Might need
This guy. In quarter two, Tatavian Wright takes a big run now. He takes a QB designed run, and that boy is loose at the 10-5 TD as he dives for six.
I didn't even know.
I had a stroke while reading that.
I did too.
Ah, I didn't do shit. Nice.
Kobe Bernstein non-existent? Question mark.
Good script though.
Jax Williams and the Wildcat on the goal line. Rolls are reversed. Williams delivers a jump pass, and King Bolt gets his second of the day.
Well, also,
is Williams scripting himself?
Bro, someone stole my PM, so I don't even know who to use as my PM. So,
wait, what team were you on, Bird?
I'm on Westlake.
Westlake.
Bro, someone's using the icy guy.
Oh, Bubba.
So then you use the icy guy too. Who cares?
Just ask Parker. Ask Parker. Because Parker ran Westlake.
And in quarter,
like all the PMs.
Quarter one, TD Jax Williams with like 10 S's. Arrives early and plows. Hang on. Okay, Jax Williams with four S's arrives early and plows. Yeah, Jax Williams, but Williams just decided
spam,
to put
spam
Williams
S.
Williams
spam
sus
Williams
in the chat. Arrives early. Arrives. That's got to be the most sus line in TD. Jax Williams, Jax Williams arrives early and plows Chubby Ransom. That's got to be the most sus line in TD.
Jesus Christ.
I feel like arrives early is just another way to say something else, but we're not going to talk about that on here. Okay. Because we have children in this league, like Gaines.
We have Mahoney. Mahoney.
And then a field goal. Michael Jordan gets tracked down just in time by Jackson Juice Jr. Listen.
Check the new post on TDX Burn Bros.
Oh, my.
Okay, let's go check this out. Everyone gets to check this out while we're talking.
Oh, wait. I need to change my comment.
Sutton, why?
He turned off commenting.
I didn't mean to.
Okay, we'll move on while we're waiting on Burn. Rancho
Bro,
and Duncanville.
Oh my God.
Rancho with the upset. Duncanville has their first loss since being introduced to TD.
Crazy.
They suck!
Absolutely crazy.
Very crazy.
Yeah. Rancho's going to be very, very good this year, though. And I mean, like, yeah, Duncanville's gonna be fine. So they got Potts and Madison and like the whole crew
and Coleman and
Coleman, yeah,
Fitz, all them. KJ Who's Madison throws a slant to JC Smith, but it is broken up and there is no call. Oh my! Should have been a PI. Duncanville is mad. dog Williams in these scripts the last couple days.
Who is JC Smith?
I don't know.
Kyle don't give a fuck anymore.
Fucking Jalil.
Early on, Thor Lewis makes one cut, finds his way to the sideline, and that's game-breaking speed. Thor Lewis finds his way early in this one, 75 yards. Thor Lewis is going to be a dog. Looking at his app, it was... I'm not joking. It was Derrick Henry with speed.
So should I get him? Is this what we're talking? Okay, because I need a running back.
I mean, listen, for teams out there, this is a guy you need to pay attention to.
Teams my ass. I'm getting him.
Kobe got to show up next game, bro. Also, hi, Williams and Blackman.
Oh, we're tagged now. Oh, no, I'm tagged on G-Set. Dude, I can't believe King found a picture of fucking Clyde scoring a touchdown where I was actually in it. Like Torrey Carter was actually in the picture. That got me hype.
I don't know who this white guy is, but...
Yeah, bro, that's definitely not Torrey Carter. Bro, but...
It's Foster Morale or whatever.
Oh, true. Or J.D. Moore, one of them bums. Like.
Okay. What do you want to talk about now? Because I don't really know.
Let's
basketball tried to happen, didn't happen. Screw y'all, because y'all don't want it to happen. Apparently, so
bro, I sent my app every time.
Try it again next year.
Who is?
Anything else?
TDFBI is investigating. Not because, like, it might be a burner. I just want to know.
What exactly are we investigating?
I'm investigating who J.C. Smith is, and I've come up with nothing. So.
Let me go look really quick, like.
Sorry, the whole fam came into the room. You know how it be.
Nice.
Who is Capri?
What?
Capri?
Stop the cat.
Capri?
Oh, Capri. What
is Capri Bibbs? Bro, y'all
Capri
remember
Bibbs Capri, goat.
Capri Bibbs. Do you remember was on Capri Redskins. Bibbs? Bro, Capri
yeah,
Bibbs.
Yeah, he was on WFT
dirty.
For a little bit.
Yeah, he
no,
was dirty.
He was on the Redskins.
Shut up.
That's not a thing.
Sonny, we're not racist anymore.
They were the Redskins. So
TDXJC.
The Washington Wacists.
JC?
He was in Blitz.
I know a girl named JC.
Yeah, he was in Blitz. He's also a pre-commit to Texas. Calling it out.
Oh, really?
Calling it
hello.
Out.
Hello.
Come clip that. Come back to that.
Shrinks.
I got a very serious question for y'all. What team should I use in Madden franchise?
The UGF Pandas.
Bro.
Kentucky.
Only
what
real
team
ones.
The most drip? Whatever team is the most drip, in your opinion?
It's Madden. It's
I'm
Madden,
say,
right?
Wow.
I'm say 49ers, maybe? I don't know.
Lions too Lions. Hard, bro. It's born as hell. It's too difficult.
The Lions?
Yeah.
How are they too difficult?
Fuck it. I'm doing the Rams.
The bro, Rams you don't even need to rebuild. You just need a quarterback.
I'm trying to have fun, dude. Ooh, I have a chess. I have a chess club meeting today, guys.
What?
Damn.
Clown this man.
Bro, I'm Asian.
Man.
I was never even close to being in the chess club. Damn.
Nah, bro. My friend. All right. It's my friend's running it, and they needed people. So I said I'd do it.
Dang, bro.
Oh, so you're just trying to help the boys.
Yeah. Also, I kind of want to
back. Also,
I don't even know how to play chess.
all I know is checkmate. That's literally.
I don't literally... even know how to play checkers.
Checkmate.
Bro, yeah, I get okay, up there and, like, I throw bad. The pawns around the board a little bit. I'm like, fuck it. Like, we'll figure it out as we go. Like,
I couldn't tell you the difference between the queen and the bishop, whatever it is. I'm like.
No, you could.
I mean, the queen, maybe, but.
What about the horse?
The horse.
Bro, it's called a knight, bro.
Oh, my God.
The horse. Ladies and gentlemen, the horse.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got it.
TDX horse.
The funniest shit was fucking when Texas chat was just spamming random TDX like names. Like
yeah.
And like TDX sex offender. All this funny.
Speaking so of that, go follow TD Coach Report.
Ooh, oh yeah, it's games, right?
Good
it's me.
Oh, no,
transfer portal.
Oh, coach report.
Yes, transfer portal is Gaines, and he doesn't. Yeah. He doesn't do anything.
I mean, there's no one in the transfer portal.
He liked the yeah, bro. It's the middle of the season.
Well, there's so someone Nico Burns.
Jordan Nico just said, "Yo."
Oh God. What's up, Jordan?
Hello.
Obviously not on this call. I wasn't like
Willie
saying that. Like...
That's Jordan.
Willie Snot Rockets.
What the Willie Snot Rockets? Who names their
like
boy Willie Snot
Rockets?
Like DeMarino
Bros. Last time I was on a Discord was I was playing Among Us with some of the fucking bad guys. Like Demo and like that crew. Bro, those games are so funny though, because like it was like 5 a.m. for me, and I was just like awake in Scotland, just like playing Among Us with like Demo.
Yeah, bro, every time Harris gets added to a chat, every time Harris gets added to a chat, people get so PO'd.
Yeah,
we can't respond.
Who's from Europe?
Lewis was pissed.
Who's from Europe? Every time he has to.
Cold was most pissed. Cold was most pissed. He was like, top of the morning to you. And I was like, I was like low-key actually getting a little salt. I was like, damn, bro, like Jace, why are you coming to me with that? And then he's like, nah, I'm fucking you. I was like, all right. But like for a second there, I was like, damn, I might have to lay this guy out like with Hendricks. How it be on a kickoff? Like I might have to just.
We're gonna have Mercer in the crowd, and he's gonna come plow him down. Or better yet, Cross.
Cross. You like a WWE script, like
Cross and Kermit are gonna clothesline him.
Low key, TD WWE. I'll run. I'll
probably
do that.
Mahoney would go off.
Jake Mahoney. He's gonna use the John. He's gonna WWE use John Cena at his model.
The WWE. Yeah.
I actually ran the WWE sim like 3 years ago.
The TD Heavyweight Championship of the World.
Harris and Kermit.
Mahoney versus JJ Flash.
What about lightweight? Burn.
Who's infamous like as a lightweight? Christian King.
Christian King, yeah. And Burn.
Sorry, C King. Love you.
And then the Monday Night Raw.
No, we just like meme the shit out of it, like Money in the Bank, like D Atlas, because he went for that contract.
Yeah.
No, bro, TD in the Bank, bro. We need to do a fucking Mahoney in a shark cage match.
Home, Hell in a Cell.
Hell in a Cell is just, it's just literally. Hell in a Cell is just playing in fucking, like, the winner gets to use Cade Coleman. And, like, we need to do a Cade Coleman contract match. Winner uses Cade Coleman. I mean, winner uses fucking Casey Thompson, I mean. My bad.
I was about to say, is Cade Coleman the real guy now?
Nah, Casey Thompson on a pole match.
Oh, my God.
Can't wait till Casey Thompson, like, I can't wait till Casey Thompson pulls a Quincy Roche, like goes on Instagram, sees 20 people bagging.
Oh my god.
He's gonna be like, what the fuck is happening?
Quincy Roche, if you're listening to this, F you. Damn, I lost a player model.
We love you, Quincy.
No, we don't.
I lost a player model.
Join TD.
I don't wanna get sued, but no,
nah,
we don't.
That's facts, dude. Nah, hey, you know what? You know
I wouldn't
what?
Get sued, but Jarrett would. What?
Evan Fields. I hope
Evan
you're
Fields,
to this,
bro.
You're actually
Evan Fields was cool.
People do not know.
We actually almost unless got that were, dude to join Legacy.
Unless you were in OG Legacy on Arizona State and you were Mac People's barber, aka me. You had
TJ
the coolest PM in the fucking world. Like Evan Fields, the GOAT.
Yes. Yes,
yo, guys,
indeed.
Ron Rivera's cancer-free. Yay.
Yay.
Yes, sir.
W's. Spam W.
Yeah, except he sucks as a coach. Sorry, Ron.
No, he does. He's not a good coach.
Coach of the year.
I mean, he did win NFC Coach of the Year in that.
But, yeah, weird. Okay, what a prestigious award, guys.
Hey, it's not NFC East, Burn, okay?
And
it's
I won best coach named Burn and TD.
It's the full conference. Give him a little credit.
After... Fine. 20
a little credit
after 2040 I say we rename all the awards so
after yes, like 100% I'm down
like the
O'Brien
no bro
like...
we the Davey O'Brien becomes like the Jimmy Hatch award.
Doug Walker is yeah, now the perhaps. Josh Williams.
Heisman stays the same obviously but
yeah we're not changing yeah. The fucking name of the Heisman. That's...
like the ooh, Williams award. I guess Devontae Blackman would be Thorpe or
yes.
No, he wouldn't.
Who would be then?
Screw off.
Jim Thorpe.
Jim Thorpe like, was from Oklahoma, which is very
Dante
cool.
Baker, Bednarik or something.
Cross Harris, Lombardi.
No, we ain't giving Harris two. Bro, we need the Harris. You
the,
get two.
The Mercer Harris Mackey award.
Give me all. Oh yeah, shit. I'm getting like
Mackey.
Four.
Mackey is Mercer.
And some of you guys had the audacity to not say this man had the best family in fucking TV.
Yeah, okay, that legend.
It's not even close.
You guys are as high as Harris probably is right now.
Yes. Okay.
I'm actually not. I haven't had.
So since we're just rambling,
wow.
Since we're just rambling, let's go ahead and call it a day.
Why? I'm because sure people are joining.
We've been here for 45 minutes.
Get Carter on. Get Carter on.
No.
I'm gonna talk.
No.
Damn. We're not doing Carter, that. When you listen to this, know no. that I tried.
Okay.
Because I love you, G.
T-Legends Episode 7, we had a variety of guys on here.
That's an understatement.
Had a special guest appearance for a couple minutes until I kicked him out.
Bro, he actually felt so bad. It's the biggest one.
Yeah, that was the funny part. Byrne, Harris, Sutton, Gaines, and Armani Carter. I'm Blackman. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Hopefully, we'll have, an ESPN Live or something stupid.
Hey,
soon.
All right, I'll announce it now. If you're listening, there's going to be an ESPN Live tomorrow. Will it be with Blackman? We don't know. But it will be. There will be one, and I will be there.
Yes.
So, tune
okay.
in. Nice. We'll let you know the times again.
All right. I appreciate y'all coming on. That
for
being
sure.
said,
thanks for having me.
We're going to go ahead and call it a day. For
Legends.
All of the TD Legends, I am Blackman, and we'll catch you later.
Already.